Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll Be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Bahaloscha, Tov Shin, Hey Hey. So we're going to learn a Meshech Chochma, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches. Ve'lom Teimar, and to the nation you should say, Hiskad Shulamachar. Says Rashi, Hiskadshu means has minu atzmechem luparonius. Hiskadshu is a lashon of hazmana, prepare yourself. Unkelis, izdabnu, prepare yourself. Rashi says, what are you preparing for? Luparonius. Says, why vachaltem basar? Because tomorrow you are going to eat meat. And as we know, the pasuk continues, why it's going to be a paranias, it's going to be till he totally sickened from it, and so on and so forth. Zokter Meir Simcha as follows. Hiskadshu l'machar v'achaltem basar. He learns very differently than Rashi. Ki oichal nefesh behema, says Meir Simcha, that one who eats animal food, meat, not animal food, food that is an animal. Ki oichal nefesh behema, tzorich shei davuk b'miskolos. A person has to be connected, has to be attached to muskolos, seichel dika things. B'yia sichloi davuk l'seichel hanetzal me'aseichel eliki. And a person's own seichel has to be dovuk to the seichel hanetzal me'aseichel eliki. What's that? That's referring to the Torah. Ki oz she'er ruach loy. Because when that is true, he has a she'er ruach. What is she'er ruach? She'er ruach is based on a pasuk of Malachi, perek beis, pasuk tezvav. And the Radak says over there, and the pasuk says, "Usheer ruach loy, Yisroin haruach hayaloi ulefichach loy rodaf achar hatayva." Sheer ruach means an elevated and above. What's the lashon? Yisroin haruach, something extra. That extra is what helps a person not run after taivas. Again, we've said many times, a person's made up of his seichel, his neshama, his ruchnius, and he's made up of the other half, his gashmius, his taivas, his chemda, his desire. And as the Smag says in his Hakdama, that, heard this from Rabbi Revda so many times, there's a mechama that goes on. Who's going to win? A tug of war between the seichel, the neshama, the malach that's in the person, and the guf, and the taivas, and the chemdas, that want to pull him down. So when a person, says Reb Meir Simcha, is davuk b'miskolos, when he is davuk, that's who, what his essence is. He clings to seichel. Velcha seichel, which seichel? V'yisichli davuk l'seichel anetzal me'aseichel aliki. When he's davuk in the Torah, oz she'er ruach lo'i. There's an extraness to him. There's a yisroin, as the Radak says over there. And when there's extra seichel, it empowers him. And it gives him the ability to make sure that his seichel is in control and not his taivas and his chemdais. Umoysar loy min habehema. And then he's considered different. He's above an animal. As the pasuk, as we know in Kehelis, umoysar odam min habehema ayin ki hakol avel. A person over there is saying, what more is he than an animal? But when a person is davuk b'miskolos, when a person is so connected to Torah, and he's elevated through the Torah, so then the regular, so to speak, tug of war between seichel and his body, which very often the body wins, the body has home field advantage, as we say, because the guf, the gashmius, is connected to the aretz, the land that we live in. The seichel has an uphill battle. But a person's able to strengthen his seichel, to elevate his seichel, by connecting to the Torah, by plugging into the Torah, that, so to speak, charges up a person's seichel. and that makes him in control and gives him the ability to control. Umaiser Adam, Umaiser Laimin Abahema. Abahema doesn't have any seichel, just goes with its tivus. Mashain Kain. And Adam, what defines an Adam is seichel, what defines a Ben Yisrael is connection to the Torah. The Nefesh Habehema Nis'ala. Dr. Meir Simcha, that when a person is davuk b'miskalos, when a person is connected to Torah, and then he eats an animal, he eats meat, that animal now has an aliyah to it, and that aliyah becomes part of a guf that is not just an animal, adirabba. This is a person who's a maskil yodeya Hashem. He is someone who recognizes the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this piece of meat, which was an animal that didn't have seichel, now becomes part of a person. Nefesh HaBehema Nis'ale, it's elevated b'ischalfoy, when it becomes changed. L'mailas maskil yodeya Hashem comes to the maila of someone who is a Haseichel, who is Yedei Hashem. That, says Reb Meir Simcha, is the aside of how a person has to be when it comes to eating meat. And in fact, Rabbeinu Bechaya talks about this in his Sefer Shulchan Shal Arba, which is the Mionim of Achila. He gave a Gedolim share about Rabbeinu Bechaya, and we mentioned it. The Mishnah Berurah even quotes him, the Shulchan Shel Arba. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Hilchas Suda, I think, or somewhere along those lines, about what the kavanah of a person's achila is supposed to be. And at the end of Shara Sheni, he talks about this. And he says, he says as follows. B'tzarech shetizboinein. He says you have to contemplate. Ki roya adam sheh macholi tzemach adam k'natfua v'aperiz levad le'bali chayim. L'fi shebali chayim yesham nefesh atnua doim iksas p'loisel l'nefesh asichlim. An animal has some things that it's similar to a person, because it's able to move around. I don't even know what those words mean. In the bottom of the Maaser Rav Kook in Kisra Rabbeinu Bechaya, they have a little pshat there. You'll have to look. Shekein ein roi shetia nefesh atnua maichel nefesh ha'adam. He says, really? Things that move are too close to a person, he shouldn't be able to eat them. But there's a siporna like this in Parshas Noach as well, that the zman that hishchis kol basar, and they all, the whole world and all the animals were supposed to be destroyed, and they only say b'schus hashaneach hutzlu b'valichayim ki arkesev, they became mutter to Adam Harishain, sorry, to Noach, like Yerakesev. There's a meshchach about this as well, I think about Parshas Lech Lecha as well. V'az hutra nefesh atnu aliyaz mishameshes l'nefesh asichliyaz ha-mishameshes l'kayna. So then the nefesh atnua, the moving things, the animals, became mutter to be mishamesh the nefesh asichliyaz, to be the ones that are mishamesh the people. Who are mishamesh the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? V'im keinein ze giroin l'nefesh atnua ela kavod umayla uzchus. So it's not detracting from the animal that we eat it. Adrab, it's a mayla and a zchus for the animal. And we'll see the end of it in a minute. And that's what Meir Simcha is saying here. Nefesh ha-behema nis'ala. Zokter Meir Simcha, that's when a person is davening in Torah. Avol b'rad feichem acharei taivos. But when you're going to chase after your taivos, and like it says earlier in Pasuk Dalid, his avu tava. They desired desires. They were magdil the kayach hataiva. Vasafsu vashir bikirbai. His avu tava. And over there, there's also a Meshech Chachman, the Apasuk, who says a little bit of a different shot than he's saying over here, Yu'uyin Sham. But he also talks about this, about the eating of meat. And he said, the Lashon of Isavu Taiva is, they were misgaber the Kayach HaTaiva. We might have once learned this Meshech Chachman side. His avu taiva, she yehelohem taiva. They desired a desire. They desired a desire. So here Rav Meir Simcha is saying, you look over there, he says different shat. Over here he's saying it's called rod feichem achre taivas. Could be a fits with that shot over there. In the words his avu taiva, but the yisoid over there is a different yisoid. But the vart is that they wanted taivas. They were running to get taivas. The Chaysav in Pasuk Yud, that's Iske Arayis, as the Gemara in Shabbos says, Kuf Lamed Amal Aleph. So Klal Yisrael is running after their Taivas. L'chein Choshvu Daga. What does it say here? Zacharnu Es HaDaga Asher Noichal B'Mitzrayim Chinam. Why did Dafka say Daga, says Rabbi Meir Simcha? Why did Dafka say Dogo Asher Marba Hazera? So to Meir Simcha, because fish is Marba Zera. Like the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayis, in Yuma, that one of the things that you don't give to the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, to eat, the things that are Marba Zera, one of them is Kidogim. One of them is fish. Fish is Marba Zera. So why did Klal Yisrael Zacharnu Es HaDogo? Because they were looking for Taivas, not just Taivas and Achila. All Taivas. Bulai Zem Ashekosav, he says in parentheses, say Perakamad of Mayikotan. In the Gemara, in the end of the first parak of Mayikotan, Tafyud Alf and Amad Aleph, the Gemara says over there, Kavra, fish, and Tachali, and Shachalayim, Bechelba, Litain Gufa, says the Gemara over there, Litain Gufa, Veloy Litain Puraya. So Rashi says over there, after you eat these things, litain gufa, you should walk a lot before you go to sleep. And says Rashi, and then the Pasuk says, litain purya, don't go straight to bed. So, Rabbi Chanan over there says the reason is because you wanted till you digest it, you won't be able to sleep. You shouldn't sleep, because sleeping while digesting this stuff is dangerous. But it seems that Rav Meir Simcha is saying a different vart. It's because it's marba zera. And maybe what he means to say is, Rav Dom seems to learn that way, that it's possible a person will be moitzi zera levatala, become a balkeri, if he eats these things before he goes to sleep. So that's why dafka, fish is one of those things, and chalav also, milk as well. I don't know about Shachalayim, but Zokter Meir Simcha, that these things are Marba Zera, and therefore you shouldn't go to sleep right away after you eat them. So he's being oimed on the Nekuda that fish is Marba Zera. V'chein hakishuim v'avatichim v'sashumim, all those things in Pasuk A, shekein shum Marba Zera. Again, the Gemara Bava Kama, Chamisha Dvaran Amr Shum, one of them is Marba Zera. So there you have another raya. Shum is marba zera. So Meir Simcha is understanding that all these things are marba zera, and that's what Klai was talking about. V'lachein kevan shem rodufim acharei taivas behemias. So Zokter Meir Simcha, that Klai Yisrael was his avu taiva. They were running after taivas. They were desiring more desires. Zacharnu es hadaga. That had to do with boichel mishpachos of pasuk yud of being marba zera. All of this was all encompassing in taivas. V'lochein kevan shem redufim acharei taivas behemiyos. The only heter to eat basar behema is if a person elevates the basar behema. How do you elevate the basar behema? Because I'm davuk in the Torah, my seichel. I'm not a shibud. I'm not meshubud to my tivus. I'm not running after my tivus. And therefore, I have something above the animal. So when I eat it, I elevate. But if all I'm doing is running after my tivus, and because of that, I'm eating, etc., etc., so then, so what are you different than the animal? What are you different than the animal? What are you different than the animal? What right then do you have to eat the animal? Very sharp for Mashachachma. V'chein Amar Rebbe, and that's what Rebbe said in the Gemara Mesachim and Tesam and Beis, Am Ha'aretz Osir Lechol Basar. The Gemara there talks about different things that get to Am Ha'aretz. Zakt Rebbe, Am Ha'aretz Osir Lechol Basar. So what's the pshat? Am ha'aretz is asur lechol basar. So there's a marsha here. The marsha says as follows. Kvar amram v'farshim tam bazeh mi yesh l'daktik amay naka basar behema v'oif v'loy nakat nami dogim. So the Gemara's lashon here. The Gemara says over here, Tanya Rebbe Yomer Amaretz Osir Lechol Basar, Shenemer Zayis Teres Abeima Va'oif. Kol Eisik B'Torah Mutar Lechol Basar Behema Va'oif. Kol Sheino Eisik B'Torah Osir Lechol Basar Behema Va'oif. So the Marsha is bothered. Why dafka animals and oif, fowl? What about fish? Fish are also living animals. So Zok de Marsha, V'nir lefarish, Devada ben noyach mutu lecha basar, Hutu lecha basar kedichsiv, Kerakesev nosati lechem eskol. Avada ben noyach is allowed to eat basar. Like noyach, like we said before, from the Rabbeinu Bechai. El Yisrael shakiblu hatayra nitzdavdu lehavdu ben atmea letayra. However, Klal Yisrael, when we got the Torah, so now became this kosher and non-kosher. Balzer Ramaz Bikros Zois Teiras Dahainu Ha'isik B'Teira. Mashal's learning. Zois Teiras. The person who's Isaac in Teira, he could eat Beheiman Eif. Why? V'yadeh Lehavdu Ben Atami Latar. Because he'll know what the difference between kosher and non-kosher. V'chol Shari Surim Hanagi Alachilas Bas. There's a lot of Yisurim. Dam Chelev. So someone who's Isaac B'Torah, he knows all the halachas, he'll be able to eat Basar Behema and Basar Eif. But B'chol She'ein Isaac B'Torah, so a person who's not Isaac B'Torah, so then Asur Lechol Basar, because he won't know the halacha, and he won't know the halacha, he'll end up being Nichshal in Yisurim. So that's Dafka why it says Basar Behema B'Eif. The Rabu Dineim Lahavdu Minisal Heter. Mashain Kane, fish, there's not so many halachas. Has fins and scales, you're good. That's it. That's all you got to do. Just got to be dead. So, and you don't even need the fins and scales. You just need to know their scales, the Gemara says. Once you know this kashkasha, so then you know it has fins as well. So, therefore, it's not so complicated. So, I'm already skied fish. So, the Mashah is making very technical. When the Gemara is saying, Zois Teras Aila, Zois Teras La Behema La Oif. It's telling you, Kol Eisik B'Torah, and you'll know the halachas. And in fact, I saw that the Maram Chalava says the same thing. Kevin Shein Ebaki Bilcha Shechita Yavi Pamil Mudei Michshol B'Chisarin Shaychit. A little different, but he's saying that you're not Baki in Hilcha Shechita, so if you don't have a Shaychit, you'll end up being Michshol in the halachas. And therefore, he says the Isser is only by Basar and not by Dogim. If you look at the Ram Chalava, there's something wrong with the gears over there. Rav Tziner, the Nitta Gavriel, put out a Ram Chalava. He writes over there something wrong with the Girza, but in the older versions of it. But clearly, it means to say he could only eat basar, but he says that Am Aretz could eat dagim. So that works well, like the Marsha is saying. But I see the Dvar Shmuel here says Amna Lufi Mashakosav in Shar. It says. I should say Shar HaMitzvahs here, in Rav Chaim Vital's Shar HaMitzvahs, Parshas Ekev, Nirish Ein Lechalek Bein Basar L'Dogim. Ulefize Ein Ligrois Basar Behema. Paul de Kazach says, you shouldn't be Geiris Basar Behema. So which means to say, what is in Shar HaMitzvahs, Rav Chaim Vital talks about the idea. The truth is, I heard this from Rav Chaim Vital from Rav Brevda. Rav Brevda used to talk about Taivas Achila. He used to always say he doesn't talk about it in America because he gets too much flack for it. He only talks about it in Eretz Yisrael, even though over there it's hard too. I spoke to him about it many times. And it's interesting, we talked about here the Taiva, we talked Savu Taiva, and the Medrash Chacham brought in the Taiva of Arayas as well, the two of them. Rav Ebda said he heard from an Adam Gadol in the previous generation, Tzadik Yisrael Olam, he said when he was Goyver on his Taiva Sa'achila, it actually mitigated all other taivas in his life. All other taivas in his life were sourced in taivas achila. When he controlled taivas achila, all the other ones, it's unbelievable, unbelievable thing. All other taivas already got shvacher. And he used to say that if you look in Reb Chaim Vital, you'll see that when it says that Yochanan Kohen Gadol is Meshamish Shmainim Shana, and at the end he became a tztuki, it had to do with Midi de Michael, with Midi de Michael. And he says it over there, B'chaim Vital and Parshas Ekev, that when a tzaddik eats things, again, he elevates it, he talks about Gilgulim there, way above my pay grade, if you want to take a look what he says, but he says, Adam Rosh or Am Aretz is not misakin the food, he's mekalkulit even more, and then it makes problems for him. And he says, in this inyan, he says, you see, Kama b'nei Adam, Pesa pisa ma'bolem moira v'kosha, and just all of a sudden, suddenly something bad happens. Me'mirim daitim chas v'sham, they go off to the kederech. V'yaitzim michal das, like Yechiran Kangol, Shnas Asuki, it all had to do with inyanim of achila. Inyanim of achila was magalgal, shenisar, v'imai, rasha. Again, you can look over there. That had to do with Taivas Achila. So the Dvar Shmuel, Amsachim, is saying that Lechair, according to Reb Chaim Vital, even fish, could have Gilgulim in them, and Mamela, if that's a Pshat and Am Haaretz not eating because it's going to be Mazikim and he's not Milet, etc., etc., it should apply to Dogim as well. But both the Ram Chalava and the Marshar is getting more, so to speak, technical in the Yisayid Hadavar, and that is that it's. It's negiah to the halachas. Dogim don't have so much halachas, so therefore, so many halachas, so it's okay. So, before we finish Remeir Simcha, so we go back to Rebbeinu Bechaye in the Shulchan Shal Arba, and he continues, V'alkein amru chazal, amaharat osu lecho basar, shenem rezois teres habeim avayif, kol esik b'teira mutu lecho basar beim avayif, v'chol mishenis b'teir osu lecho beim avayif, uvir zeh, eitzel kol amaskilim, Kasher anudaychi nefesh pnei nefesh. Why are we allowed to consume? Why could one living being consume another? A nefesh pnei nefesh. We're doychi nefesh pnei nefesh. Means say we kill and we slaughter an animal so we could eat it. Ein zel nefesh atnuash and a mechal and I say pnei nefesh asichlis. The reason, as he said before, is because you elevate it. Because you're taking a moving thing and now elevating it to a person who has seichel. Person who's a tyrannic person, as Rameir Simcha said. He said before, it's a covet and a mile in a schus, Rabbeinu Bechaye said. Avokevin shu ama aretz ve'en leh nefesh hasichlis ba'ama aretz, who doesn't have the Torah, ha'revivadei l'osu lecho basar. Because why? What more do you have over him? V'havein zeh. Over it, I should say. V'havein zeh. So this is Rameir Simcha saying a very sharp of art here, that they had to eat meat, to eat animals. Rabbeinu Bechaye is saying as well, is only if you're giving an eloi to it. Person is a tyrant of Yid. Person is davuk of a meskalas. So you're giving an eloi to the behemah. Adarab, it's a kavod, says Rabbeinu Bechaye for it. But a person is running after his taivus. He's running after his taivus and all types of taivus, like Klal Yisrael was. Someone who's running after his taivus now wants to go eat a behemah. Mama Yisrael in a behemah. What right do you have to eat it? What right do you have to eat it? It's not an ili anymore for the animal. Belazer Ramaz says, Rameir Simcha, that's the remez here in Pasuk Perik Yud Alv Yud Ches. Velom Tamar Hiskad Shulimachar. Rashi said, prepare. Dr. Ber Simcha, no, im tirtu lechol. If you want to eat meat, vachaltem basar, hiskachu. You have to sanctify yourself. You have to elevate yourself. You have to be kedoshim. I don't see that, Klal Yisrael. I see your right of acharat taivas. I see your savu taiva. I see your boichel mishmachaisav. I see your zacharnus adoga, vesashum, and etc. and etc. You're going to eat basar then? It's going to be detrimental. Because you're not giving the basar an aliyah. Amar, it's also lechol basar. It's going to be detrimental for you. And kachava. I think that's what Meir Simcha is saying. Kachava, it was detrimental. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them there's still a way out. Hiskachu im tirtu lechol hiskachu. If you want to eat, you have to become holy. You have to elevate yourself. The heter for us to eat meat and to eat fowl and to eat fish is if we are davuk b'teres Hashem and we give an aliyah to it. And avada, when we make a bracha properly, and when we bench properly, and when we say divrei Torah l'shulchan, all of things elevate the achila. But the bottom line is, what heter do we have to start? The heter we have to start is if we're davuk in the Rabban Hashem's Torah, if we're ish sichliyim. But if we're just radav achar ha-taivus, if everything we're doing is just for the next taiva, the next taiva, the next taiva, amar it's also lechol basar. There's no ili to it. Adirabba, Chaim Vital is telling us it might even be a very dangerous thing. Chas v'shalom. Again, through a bracha, through a benching, through the retira, there's an ili to the whole shulchan. But a person has to be careful. Taivas achila is the gateway, as they say. This thing's called gateway drugs. Taivas achila, Reb Revda was saying, is the gateway to all taivas. Zacharnu es hadaga, shenoichu b'mitzrayim chinam. We want to eat. We want to eat. We're b'ichal mishpachaysof. A person wants to get in control of his taivas. Taivas achila is where one begins. What does that mean? So I'm going to say something radical here, just b'shem Reb Revda. I once told him, I said it in a shir, he told me you're very brave, they didn't throw things at you. But Rebbe used to say, there's something called the Tainus Haravid. It's brought down, Mishnah Berurah brings down as Azach, B'Shem the Baal Sefer HaMusar, that a person shouldn't finish everything on his plate. That's called a Tainus. Person, you don't have to finish everything. Take control, you don't have to finish everything. So Rebbe used to say, that's not for our generation, that's much too hard, I won't tell that to a person. Someone once asked him, why don't you give the eights of the Maggid, told the Beis Yosef. The Maggid told him, he says, if you're in the middle of eating something geschmack, stop right away. That's how you should control your taivas. So, Rebbe told the person, because I'm not the Maggid, and you're not the Beis Yosef. I'm not the Maggid, you're not the Beis Yosef. I would say that to our dar, he says. You have to call a tzala to every time there's a supper on the table, he says. Any meal, he says, it would be dangerous. Pekuch nefesh. He says, but what I tell people is that when you take food, or you take a portion, pile your plate up to the ceiling. Pile it up to the ceiling. Pile it up to the ceiling. As much as you want. But don't take any seconds. Don't take a second portion. Take as much as you want the first time. But don't take seconds. That's the eitzah he used to give. I once told him, I said, Reb Revda, I still take seconds, I told him. I said, but I stop for a moment. I think that the Rav said we shouldn't take seconds. And I feel a little guilty taking seconds. He said, oh, Shein Eichet HaMadreg, at least there's a Mechama going on. If you know there's a Mechama going on, one day maybe you'll win, he says. If you don't know there's a Mechama, so then Avada, there's nothing going on. So, I'm not here to give Chas V'Shalom anyone Musar, but we live in a Dor of Isavu Taiva, there's nothing to talk about. What goes on in many situations, many places, and I'll even dangerously say, L'shem Shemayim, L'ili Nishmas, L'kavod HaThis, L'kavod HaThat. It's pure Taivus and Ritzoinus. It's pure Taivus. And that's Redufim Achar Taivus Bahemius. I can't be convinced that it's an inyan of iskadshu. And this is just some food for thought that our kadmonim teach us about what it is to eat. What it is to be zeiche, to eat a steak. To eat a steak. A person has to have a schus to eat a steak. What right do you have to eat a steak, the kadmonim are telling us. Oh, you learned Torah, you learned the shtickle Torah tonight. You chazered, you learned basmada, you're miley yourself a little bit. Oh, now you have a recht to eat that steak. Hope I don't lose any listeners and lime them together over this. But this is something that Rav Rebbe used to lament. It's never talked about in our Dara. Taivas Achila is not something that's talked about a lot in our generation. And the truth is, it wasn't talked about in the previous generation either, he used to say. And the reason was because they pasha didn't have food. They didn't have it. There wasn't such a thing. The yeshivas in Europe and in Eretz Yisrael, there was no food. They were lucky if they could talk about Taivas Achilas and Shabbos Essen. But Baruch Hashem, with our Shefa, we have a lot to eat. And we have to know, this is one of the Yesodos of Yadus, that's the Yesodos of Kedusha. Belom Taimar Hiskadshu Lamachar, and then you'll be Zeiche, and you have a right. V'achaltem Basar. Kol Tov, everyone.